Small business owners around San Francisco come from many backgrounds, and that diversity that characterizes life in this area also holds true in death. Just ask local monument makers like Chris Vierhaus, who runs American Monumental in Colma. So how do local monument makers blend artistry with an understanding of the varied cultures here to capture the lives of our loved ones in stone? KLW's Melanie Young visited some to find out.
We do, you know, Armenian, a Persian percentage. There's Catholic. There's a Japanese cemetery up there where it's Japanese only. There are 4 Jewish cemeteries in town. You have to know how to do Cyrillic to engrave Asian, Korean. There's a Korean section.
So how do local monument makers blend artistry with an understanding of the varied cultures here to capture the lives of our loved ones in stone? KLW's Melanie Young visited some to find out.
Judy Leff stands in the early morning sun at the Hills of Eternity Jewish Cemetery in Colma. It's a beautiful park-like setting. The graves bear a mix of English and Hebrew inscriptions. Little stones rest on the tops of many of the memorials.
And that's a Jewish tradition. You put a stone on top of the grave to show I was here.
Leff lost her father, Henry, in 2007, and her mother, Sylvia, in 2010. But in some ways, they're still a part of her life.
I come out here all the time, just because I love the cemetery, and I miss my parents.
In their day, Leff's parents were well-known actors and educators, and when they passed, she was left to ask,
how do you say that in a stone?
That's a question many eventually face. When someone we love dies, how can a headstone express who they were? The answer begins with diamonds. Inside the American Monumental Company in Colma, foreman Richard Bortoli lowers a circular saw onto a slab of granite.
There's little diamond, really small diamonds in there.
Oh, because diamond is so hard,
yeah.
It can cut
yeah.
through the granite.
As he cuts, the stone begins to shimmer. He maneuvers a saw along a wooden pattern to create a custom top for the headstone. Chris Vierhaus, owner of American Monumental, says they have designs for everyone, practically.
As the Filipino and Latin American community has become more established in our area, you see a lot more, you know, Our Lady of Guadalupe's and the Virgin Mary's. The Asian designs are a lot of times it's the little bamboos and the little pagodas and phoenix and dragons.
Vierhaus has kind of developed into a cultural anthropologist.
You learn a lot of different cultures, you learn a lot of different religions, and hear a lot of stories here.
Sometimes he even knows more than his clients, so they turn to him for guidance.
I mean, many of the families, they're second generation. They're not aware of certain cultural or ethnic kind of things. Like, for instance, I've had a Mexican-American family come in here, and they really like this one cross. And I have to point out, you know what? That's a Celtic cross. I don't think that's the right cross for you, you know, because it looked really neat. But it's really an Irish Catholic cross. And then they go, God, I wouldn't even have known that. You know, thanks.
Sometimes clients need help. But sometimes they yearn for what they already know. Art in Stone, another monument shop in Colma, started out by filling one culture's particular need.
The Russian Jewish community.
That's Michael Radar. His father Leon opened Art in Stone in the 80s, during a wave of Russian immigration.
They were accustomed to what they saw back in their homeland, and they didn't have anybody here to manufacture it for them.
Michael's father Leon learned his craft in the Soviet Union.
I came to work with artistry when I was 14 years old. Step by step, I learned working, drawing.
And what Leon Radar mastered was the very distinctive Russian style. If you go to the Russian section of the Jewish cemetery, it feels a little like you've entered a fairy tale. Huge granite sculptures rise up to represent the dead. Some take the form of a loved one's passion, a life-sized guitar or grand piano for a musician, a winding strip of film for a photographer. For many years, Radar also hand-etched images into granite. Much like creating a tattoo, he would use a needle and etch in each dot. The work was slow and painstaking, but he didn't mind.
Oh, I love it. When I work, I don't need food. I don't need water, I don't need anything. I'm just fully in this work.
Today, Leon Rader's son, Michael, says computers have changed all that.
We have a different technique now. It's also etched in stone, but it's half computerized, half sandblasted.
In a way, the process transforms granite into a photographer's lens. Families can design much more intricate and realistic imagery for their loved ones.
This is what we did for a young kid. Used to race with his father, loved baseball, loved the Giants. And this is what you should see for a loved one, something that brings you back to the good times.
So it's got him in his baseball gear and picture.
The boy beams out from under his baseball cap, the former Pac Bell Stadium behind him. To the right, he and his father sit astride a race car. They hold a winner's trophy. Monuments today can showcase both cultural traditions and the very personal. What's more, Rader says designing a monument can help families heal, but he says the timing needs to be right.
Actually, sometimes when I have families come in like directly after a funeral or within a week, I send them on their way. Because I'm a big believer if you design a memorial when you're in grief, every time you're going to come back to that monument, you're going to come back to that grief, to that pain. So I always tell them, go home, come back in 6 months. 6 months, 7 months. You need to design this with a straight head, and then they're always happy with the final design.
Back at the Hills of Eternity Cemetery, Judy Leff says she took the time she needed to design her parents' monument. Performing was a huge part of her parents' lives.
So I put the Hollywood Walk of Fame signs on here, the comedy tragedy mask, the radio microphone, TV screen, and the film. My husband actually drew them, and then the monument maker was able to inscribe them into the stone. And then the expression, "All the world's a stage."
Leff says, in Jewish tradition, families hold a monument unveiling ceremony 1 year after a loved one has passed.
When I first saw it, I knew, that's it. That's what I wanted. That's what Dad would want. That's what they would want.
Memorials vary across culture and also time. Recent trends include environmentally friendly headstones made of plant materials and interactive stones that link visitors to a website. While memorials continue to evolve, the impulse to honor and cherish a loved one remains everlasting. In Colma, I'm Melanie Young for Cross Currents.